Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. I'm here today with Carolyn Harper, who is a next generation ranger in Saguaro National Park. And Carolyn runs something called the Citizen Science Program.
It's all about the Centennial Saguaro Survey that's happening all throughout this year.
And what is the Centennial Saguaro Survey?
So it is a part of our vegetation monitoring program that has been happening for over 70 years. It's actually one of the longest vegetation monitoring programs in the National Park Service, and we're continuing with that.
You're running weekend programs in the park, and so people come out and do these surveys, and what is exactly that they're doing?
We've had almost 400 people come out. They measure the height, they count arms, they count bird holes, they check for damages, see if it has exposed roots, if there's any frost, browning, and they also take UTM coordinates. So in the future, we can come back and see how that saguaro has grown or if it's dead.
What's the process for looking at germination?
We tell them to search high and low, usually low. Usually the young germinating ones are under 10 centimeters, so they're super hard to find.
Baby.
Yeah,
baby
saguaro. They're so cute.
When they're that small, they're also really vulnerable, right? I mean, it's hard for a saguaro to actually survive.
Usually when they're that small, we see them under trees, and sometimes, unfortunately, they're purple, which is due to cold. Luckily, over time, the purpling will go away.
What have been the results of this season's findings?
There has been germination, but not as much as we have seen in the past. In the 1980s, we had this giant boom of germination. Saguaros were growing. They were so healthy. About like 20 years ago, we saw a decline of germinating saguaros. While that was happening, we started going into a drought. We were wondering if those two things were correlated. Another thing that was also happening is the higher temperatures in the area. So with less water and higher temperatures, it declines the saguaro germinating season.
So is this something that we might expect with hotter and drier temperatures in the Southwest, as is predicted?
Absolutely. The West District, Tucson Mountain District, has had more germination than Rincon Mountain District, the East District. The lower elevation, the Bajada Desert Floor, we've seen a huge decline due to that drought and higher temperatures. But TMD, for some reason, yes, there's still a decrease, but there's been so much more germination over there.
Does any particular day stand out where you had citizen scientists with you and someone made a discovery?
I had Laufer Middle School and Tucson Audubon with me. I told them, I was like, we're looking for germination, but I'm going to tell you now, since it's the desert floor, we're probably not going to find any. We're about to finish. They're counting like 10 more saguaros. And this kid that's like, I think 10, just yells, Carolyn, I found a 10 centimeter saguaro. They're so excited. Their faces lit up. It was just so wonderful to see him find that and him discover that saguaro and give us hope in that area that it is growing again.